How hard could installing floodlights be? Lizzie stood in her driveway, boxes in her yard scattered about. The 6-foot stepladder lay next to them, taunting her. I'm a strong, independent woman, and I can read instruction booklets. It can't be that hard. She pulled the trigger on her cordless drill a couple of times to emphasize her capabilities with the whirring sound to back them up. It wasn't so much the installation of the hardware she was trying to reassure herself with. It was the electric wiring part. But she didn't need Jackson or any other man to live her life. She could do it on her own if she tried. She couldn't be afraid to take risks if they meant her safety, right? You and I both know you are talking about the risks of fake dating Jackson. She muttered under her breath and shook her head. Her best friend had informed her that the whole thing was the stupidest idea she'd ever heard, and maybe she was right. However, if it might deter her ex from coming around here, especially at night, then why not see what happens? A horn honking nearly made her drop the drill, and she spun around. It wasn't her ex creeping up on her, thankfully. But it was Jackson pulling into the driveway, grinning. He had aviator sunglasses on, and his hair fell into his eyes as he put the truck into park. He hopped out and looked her up and down.
Starting without me.
The innuendo, whether intended or not, sent a spark of heat through her, and she released her breath in an exhale. That was not good at all.
I thought you had to work today.
She countered, suspicious.
I did.
He pushed his shades up to the top of his head.
Until your BFF rearranged my schedule and scolded me before she sent me here to assist you.
Lizzie rolled her eyes.
Of course she did.
So,
Jackson said and gestured at the boxes.
You really were going to do all this by yourself?
It didn't sound like a question. She held the drill toward him like she was holding a handgun and made it whir at him a couple of times.
I do my own home repairs, so this is nothing.
He smiled.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Want to tell me how you're going to wire these lights?
Damn him and his astuteness.
Nope.
Why not?
I'd figure that part out when I got to it.
Right.
She clutched her drill tightly and said, You're not taking this away from me.
I wasn't going to dare try.
Cocking her head to the side, she studied him. He didn't seem intent to take over the project. In fact, he seemed not bothered that she didn't want him to do it for her at all. She didn't know what to make of that. Her ex had always assumed that because she was a woman, she needed help with anything tool-related.
What are you planning to do then?
I'm here to help you, Lizzie. Teamwork. You tell me what you need me to do, and I'll do it.
She blinked.
And what if I told you to make me a sandwich and look pretty while I hang these lights?
He laughed.
Turkey or ham?
The fight drained out of her, and the tension dropped from her shoulders.
Okay, I don't really want a sandwich, but I do really need help with the wiring part.
He nodded, not taunting her or patronizing her, which completely threw her for a loop.
Let's see what we're dealing with then, and I'll make sure we don't need to make a trip back to the hardware store. Let's see what you've got.